Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome onto the show, Tony Pauline. Tony is one of the top draft insiders, has been for many, many years. Always has great information. I always like talking to him this time of year. He's with SportsKita.com. You can follow him on Twitter at his name, Tony Pauline, all one word. So, Tony, I want to start with where you're at after all of the pro days with your quarterback ranking. So before we dive into any of the guys, can you give us your quarterback board?
My quarterback board now is basically the same as it was before pro day started on March 6th. Number one is Caleb Williams. Second one is Jaden Daniels. Then Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, and Bo Nix. Hasn't changed.
Why Daniels over May?
Because I think that Daniels has shown just tremendous progress the past season and a half. He's a terrific pocket passer who shows enough athleticism to be an RPO quarterback if you need him to. He doesn't play recklessly. I like May in the sense he's got better size, decent arm, but May really struggled down the stretch of the 2023 season. And I like my quarterbacks, you know, when they enter the draft to kind of be on the rise, which is what Jaden Daniels was. He literally, since the middle part of the 2022 season, he seemed to almost improve weekly. And he just did a phenomenal job in the SEC. You can tell he gets it between the ears. He does a great job reading the defense. He doesn't make bad passes or questionable decisions. There's just, when you really get into the tape, deep into the tape with Jaden Daniels, there was just so much there to like about him.
So I want to hit the flaws that you hear about these two guys from everybody and get your takes on them kind of back to back here. So we'll start with May. This idea that he might have to sit for a season or that maybe he's just super inconsistent with his mechanics. What do you think of those things?
Well, I think it's the benefit of every rookie quarterback to sit for a season. I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons why we see so many fails at the position. It's not a coincidence that Patrick Mahomes, who is the best quarterback in the league today, actually sat for a season, right, in Kansas City. That's not a coincidence. So when they say he's got to sit for a season, to me, that's not a flaw. That should be, you know, not a necessity for every quarterback.
Well, I guess to clarify, I don't know if you hear the same thing, Tony, but some of the guests we've had on have said, like, they don't think Daniels or McCarthy or Williams need to sit, but they think Drake May does.
Well, I mean, it was the same thing with Anthony Richardson. I felt that with Anthony Richardson last year. I don't really feel that compared to Richardson with Drake May. I think there was a bit of streakiness. I think there were some questionable decisions that he made down the line. I think the team around him was falling apart, and he tried to take too much on his own shoulders. So there's going to be a bit of rebuilding there with Drake May.
All right, then on Daniels, some of the flaws that you hear about are a lot of them analytical, right? Pressure to sack percentage is alarmingly on a list with a lot of guys that didn't make good transitions, doesn't throw to the middle of the field a lot, had the highest percentage of wide open throws deep down the field this year, maybe because he had two first-round receivers. What do you say to some of those things?
Well, I mean, if he's taking a lot of sacks, I would rather take a sack than have an errant throw, a bad throw, because no one's open. So, that you know, while he may have a high number of sacks to pressures, that could also be a good thing, you know, because it means that he's not forcing the ball or basically making an errant throw under pressure. As far as throwing over the middle of the field, they really didn't have a tight end. That's also, I believe, the end result of the types of routes that they ran and the offense they ran. Very easy to teach a guy to throw over the middle. If there's a knock on Jaden Daniels is, you know, he's not a real big pocket passer. I mean, he's a thinner guy. You may have to wonder how he's going to withstand the rush, especially on a team like the Commanders that need help at tackle. That may be a concern. But there's so much about his game that I absolutely like. And there's so much to build on. I mean, you look at Jaden Daniels, you know, stayed for 5 years in college when he could have left for last year's draft. And it turned out to turned up aces for him. And here's a guy who had a lot of hype at Arizona State early in his college career, was more of an athlete than he was a passer, and really has just developed as a passer.
Tony Pauline with us here on Grant and Danny. So what kind of system would fit Daniels best now, and then what does he project to kind of down the line in terms of developing maybe as a pocket passer like you're talking about, Tony?
Well, he throws from the pocket well now. I don't think you don't want him in a Baker Mayfield type of system. You don't want him in an RPO type of system, although he has the athleticism to play in that system. He's shown the ability to make plays with his legs, but he's not reckless about it. He's patient in the pocket. I think you can put him really in any type of system. Maybe not so much a West Coast system or a timing offense at this point in time, although he has the ability to develop into that. I just think he's got tremendous upside in his game.
Tony Pauline is with us on Grant and Danny. What are you hearing about the Commanders at 2 and which direction they might go in?
Well, I'm hearing that they're not going to take J.J. McCarthy at 2. That's the feeling. I mean, I know there was a lot of out of context about that last week with a couple of tweets, but I don't think, you know, from what I hear is no one thinks it's going to be J.J. McCarthy over Jaden Daniels. Right now, it looks like it's going to be Jaden Daniels number 2. Now, what people need to remember is after the Easter holiday, the pro day workouts are over. Teams are going to get together, all teams franchises get together for about 2 weeks of draft meetings. And middle of April, you'll probably have a much better read on what's going to happen. But I say if the draft was tomorrow and the Commanders were called to the clock, the pick is going to be Jaden Daniels, which I would applaud.
For Drake May's purposes, how far could he slide down? Could McCarthy go in front of him?
I would be shocked. How far can he slide down? He's not going to slide further than the New York Giants at 6. The Patriots don't take him at 3. I think that fourth or fifth pick is somewhere where teams will start to trade up, whether it be Minnesota, whether it be Denver, you know, to grab a guy like Drake May. He's not going to make a very big fall. If somehow he gets past those couple of picks, he'll end up at 6 with the Giants, which is where I had him going my last mock draft, which was right after the combine.
More broadly on J.J. McCarthy and Tony Pauline, draft experts with us here on Grant and Danny, why do you think he is climbing so fast, so high on all these boards that I don't want to say the teams have, because we have no idea what theirs actually look like, but mock drafts and some of the draft pundits have?
Well, because draft pundits go by what they read. Now, you know, you kind of add, there's two answers to that question. It's because draft pundits, you know, read what's going on, and that's where they go with their mock drafts. The fact is this is, why is J.J. McCarthy now being talked about as a top 10 pick within the league? Well, because if you watch J.J. McCarthy play, he's a great leader. He's got great moxie. He's got great confidence. He did a great job leading that Michigan offense and playing within the system that didn't require him to throw the ball more than 15, 16 times a game because they had such a fantastic running game with a great offensive line. And what's going on is that confidence, that moxie, that ability to read and do the right thing has come over well in interviews. And teams love that when they talk to, you know, whether it be J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback, whether it be Mike Sanistrill, the defensive back from Michigan, all these Michigan guys in this whole process and lead up to the draft have come off as intelligent, high football intellect, know what's going on. And McCarthy has done that at the all-important quarterback position. And, you know, scouts and coaches and general managers hear this guy talk, and they're like, wow, this is the guy that we want leading our team. Problem for J.J. McCarthy is he doesn't have near the arm talent of a Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniel or Drake May. And my concern with J.J. McCarthy is, if you watch the film, a lot of those questionable throws that he was going to get away with on Saturday will end up as interceptions on Sunday.
Tony, I love Michael Penix Jr. Now, I wouldn't take him at two because he's a little bit older and I worry about those knee injuries. But I'm wondering why some folks have him not going in the first round at all. Some folks seem to sort of treat him as an afterthought after the other quarterbacks we're talking about. I think that dude can play, and someone's going to benefit there. I like him personally as well. Give me your thoughts on him.
Well, you're talking to someone who doesn't have him as a first-round pick. He may end up as a first-round pick if a team that doesn't get a quarterback in the top 10 decides to trade back into the late part of round one. But why is that? When you really watch the film of Michael Penix, it's very streaky. I mean, there are some times where he just makes incredible downfield throws, and he's a great arm talent, and you're like, wow. But then the next two or three series, or even two or three quarters, you're like, what's going on? Because he's missing wide-open receivers. So it's that streakiness. It's that inconsistency. You mentioned the injuries and the age, which basically limit the upside. I mean, you compare him to a guy like Jaden Daniels or Drake May, those guys have tremendous upside. Those guys, if coached and developed properly, should be much, much better quarterbacks two or three years down the road than they are the day they are drafted. It's not the same with Michael Penix. There has been some concern going back to his days at Indiana about work ethic. He didn't like the weight room, which may have led to many of these injuries. So you add all that up, and with the quarterback being position being, you know, a here and out and a make or break for some general managers, that's why Penix is not spoken in that same conversation as those top three or four guys.
Tony Pauline with us on Grant and Danny. We haven't asked you about Caleb Williams. He's going to go one, obviously. Any concern with any of the smoke and stuff that's been around him, whether it was fair or not, all of the noise that came out? We haven't really seen that since Kyler Murray, and he's had all kinds of issues in the locker room with his teammates.
My concern with Caleb Williams is he's an arm thrower at times. He's not a fundamentally sound thrower. You know, they talk about the off-platform throws and the ability to improvise. Caleb Williams seemed to live off of that. And you've got to be able to play from the pocket, and you've got to throw with proper fundamentals on Sunday. If you watch Caleb Williams, he throws off of his back foot. He doesn't follow through, you know, the sidearm throws. And again, go back to what I said with J.J. McCarthy. A lot of those throws you can get away with on Saturday, but on Sunday they're going to be interceptions. All this smoke and stuff, I mean, he was a terrific leader at USC, but it comes down to the fundamentals and the throw and, you know, the footwork and not throwing properly off of his front foot, things like that, and being more of an arm thrower. Those are my concerns with Caleb Williams.
What about Bo Nix? I know he's probably the back of the pack in this group, but I could see him going in the first round as well. Maybe somebody trading in to those high 20s, right around 30, maybe like Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson, and finding themselves a pretty productive college passer.
I'd be shocked if he's a first-round pick. And I'd be shocked because while he was a tremendous college quarterback at Oregon, kind of followed that Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix blueprint, making the transfer from Auburn to Oregon, you know, got better as in 2022, really knocked out of the park in 2023. You know, he's more of a system quarterback. And when it comes to Bo Nix, you question the arm talent. You know, he had a chance at the Senior Bowl to go and knock it out of the park, and he didn't. He struggled during his combine workout, threw a couple of bounce passes, struggled getting the ball downfield. And the question about Bo Nix is, you know, is he anything more than a game manager? Is he anything more than a Mac Jones type on Sunday? He never answered those questions. In fact, the answer is you kind of doubt he's anything more than a game manager, which is why he's going to be a day two pick.
Tony Pauline on Grant and Danny. I'm actually on the Sportskeeda NFL mock draft simulator right now. I just moved back to pick number 4 for Washington.
Oh, look at you.
Two spots back.
Reeling and dealing.
Was still able to get a quarterback of my choosing, which is pretty cool on the site that Tony is the draft expert for.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.